This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Ethiopian Human Rights Commission is reporting Sunday that at least 34 people were killed in a bus attack in western Ethiopia on Saturday night. This comes as fear mounts of a security vacuum due to a military campaign in the north. The human rights body said the number of people killed was likely to rise after what it called a gruesome attack on the passenger bus. Meantime, the conflict between the Ethiopian federal government and Tigrayan forces in the north has escalated and now includes Eritrea. The Tigrayan forces fired rockets across the border into this neighboring country after claiming that the Ethiopian military was using an Eritrean airport as a base for attacks. Ethiopia's prime minister tweeted, though, that his country is more than capable of taking care of itself. Ethiopia's prime minister won the Nobel Peace Prize last year for making peace with Eritrea after tense relations following a border war 20 years ago. The Tigrayans say the two countries are now working together against them. Voters in Moldova head to the polls today for a second time to cast their ballot for president. Current leader Igor Dodon is running against challenger Maia Sandu. The president has the support of Russia. Sandu is a former World Bank economist who is pushing for closer ties with the West. The challenger finished ahead of the president in the first round of voting earlier this month, propelled ahead by a large surge in voting by Moldovans living abroad. The United Arab Emirates will extend its golden visa system, which grants 10-year residency in the Gulf state, to certain professionals, specialized degree holders, and others. That's what the UAE's vice president said on Sunday. Those eligible for the new visas include people with doctorate degrees, medical doctors, and also people with other specialty degrees in computer science and electronics. This is VOA News. China and 14 other countries agreed Sunday to set up the world's largest trading bloc, encompassing nearly a third of all economic activity, in a deal many in Asia are hoping will help hasten a recovery from the shocks of the pandemic. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership was signed virtually on Sunday on the sidelines of the annual summit of the 10-Nation Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The accord will take already low tariffs on trade between member countries, still lower over time. The pact does not include the U.S., which pulled out of a similar trans-Pacific trade deal shortly after U.S. President Donald Trump took office. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's incoming chief of staff on Sunday urged Congress to pass bipartisan pandemic financial aid as the number of new coronavirus cases shattered U.S. records and strained many state health care systems from coast to coast. Ron Klain, in an interview on NBC News' Meet the Press program, said such a bill was urgently needed given the surge in COVID-19 cases and that a relief package could pass before Biden took office on January 20th. Klain added that Biden's team planned to meet with Pfizer and other drug makers this week, but is still awaiting federal government authorization to formally begin transition efforts between his pandemic advisors and the White House Coronavirus Task Force. SpaceX, the rocket company of high-tech entrepreneur Elon Musk, was due on Sunday to launch four astronauts on a flight to the International Space Station. It's NASA's first full-fledged mission, sending a crew into orbit aboard a privately owned spacecraft. The company's newly designed Crew Dragon capsule, which the crew has dubbed Resilience, was set for liftoff atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket at 7:20 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. from NASA's Kennedy Space Center at Cape Canaveral, Florida. The 27-hour ride to the space station and orbiting laboratory some 250 miles above Earth was originally scheduled to begin on Saturday, but the launch was postponed for a day due to forecasts of gusty winds, remnants of Tropical Storm Eta that would have made a return landing for the Falcon 9's reusable booster difficult, and that's what NASA officials are saying about the launch. And the United States set a new record of daily coronavirus infections with nearly 200,000 cases as the number of cases nears 11 million. Due to the record highs, the average daily increase of coronavirus infections in the U.S. has exceeded 132,000 over a seven-day period. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.